Welcome to the NewsHour. There are signs tonight that high interest rates could finally be slowing U.S. job growth. The Labor Department reports that employers added a net of 175,000 jobs in April. That was well below expectations. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate inched up 1/10 to 3.9%. The Federal Reserve has said it needs to see a cooling of growth and inflation before it can cut interest rates. A sitting member of Congress, Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar, and his wife were arrested today on federal charges of bribery and conspiracy. They're accused of taking nearly $600,000 in bribes from a Mexican bank and an oil company controlled by Azerbaijan. In return, Cuellar allegedly pushed legislation favorable to Azerbaijan. The couple denies the charges. In Canada, police have arrested three people in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in British Columbia last June. The three are Indian nationals. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had suggested that the Indian government was involved in the killing. Today, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said they're looking at that possibility.
This investigation does not end here. We are aware that others may have played a role in this homicide, and we remain dedicated to finding and arresting each one of these individuals.
The Indian government has denied any involvement in the murder. College campuses across the country were somewhat quieter today after days of protests against the war in Gaza. All told, more than 2,300 demonstrators have been arrested so far. That includes at least a dozen early today at New York University. After the raid, police stood guard as workers cleaned out the protesters' encampment. A larger campsite had been cleared last month. The protest movement has also spread to universities in the Middle East, Europe, and beyond. In Australia, pro-Palestinian protesters are camped at the University of Sydney. Today, counter-protesters rallied with Israeli and Australian flags. In Paris, French police moved in and cleared out students who had been occupying the prestigious Sciences Po University.
I am here because the riot police removed me, but I'm here because I want to show my solidarity with the Palestinian people and because I want this movement to spread to all the campuses.
Both the Australian and French protests were largely peaceful with no reports of arrests. In Gaza, a Palestinian hospital reported at least seven people were killed in an overnight Israeli airstrike on Rafah. Daylight revealed what was left of the home that bore the brunt of the attack near the Egyptian border. Most of the dead were reported to be children. Meantime, a group representing Israeli hostages confirmed that a 49-year-old man died during the Hamas attack on Israel in October, but that his body had not yet been returned. Two rocket launches today highlighted trailblazing ventures into space. China sent up a robotic craft to bring back samples from the far side of the moon. The first of its kind mission could take 2 months. And in Australia, a German company tested a rocket powered by paraffin, an ingredient in candle wax. The firm says this fuel could cut satellite launch costs in half. Back in this country, parts of southeastern Texas have been inundated after 9 inches of rain fell in just 24 hours. Some highways and schools around Houston were closed. A flood warning is in effect for a large area around the city. The rain came on fast and strong, forcing some to abandon their cars. Emergency crews had to carry out water rescues, and officials warned of worse to come along the San Jacinto River.
It is not your typical river flood. I know that folks who live along the river, they're river people, as we discussed when I was out there the other day. They see this happen all the time. This is not that. This is not what happened in January. This is much worse.
Forecasters predict the flooding will continue through the weekend. The Biden administration will make federally subsidized health care available to migrants brought to the U.S. as children, the so-called Dreamers. Under a directive announced today, some 100,000 are expected to enroll for coverage under the Affordable Care Act next year. Enrollment opens November 1st. And on Wall Street, stocks rose on hopes that slower job growth will prompt the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 450 points to close at 38,675. The Nasdaq rose 315 points, 2%. The S&P 500 added 63. Still to come on the NewsHour, a look at the terrorist threat posed by a resurgent ISIS in Syria. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the week's headlines. And Vietnamese Americans along the Gulf Coast share tributes to home and community.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.